Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amasas Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Lamed Beis, Chapter 32, Surrounded. Two people can go through the same exact situation in life, but have completely different experiences. One can experience pain, and the other can experience deep calm and potentially even simcha. What determines the vastly different experience? The answer is bitachon. Pasuk Yud, Rabim machovim l'rasha, v'aboteach v'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. The wicked have lots of pains, but those who trust in Hashem, those who are boteach v'Hashem, kindness surrounds them. There's a basic principle of emuna, that everything that Hashem does is good. Period. No exceptions, no small print, no disclaimers. Hashem is good, and He does good. Always. The more bitachon one has, the more one can actually live with this reality, have it penetrate their mind, their heart, their thoughts, then the more one will experience life as surrounded by chesed. Let's take a look at one of the most famous stories about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is traveling once, and he needs to stay overnight, but in this particular town, the inns were full and no one would host him. So Rabbi Akiva needs to go camp out for the night in the woods. Let's pause the story here. Someone who's not living with bitachon would likely find this situation painful. But Rabbi Akiva's response, Gamzu Latova, he experienced that situation, the same situation that many others would experience as difficult. He experienced it as good. He was a boteach b'Hashem. The story continues. That evening, a fox eats his rooster, a lion kills his donkey, and the wind blows out his candle. Once again, let's hit the pause button. In this situation, many would find it a painful predicament. Rabbi Akiva, a boteach b'Hashem, experiences it as chesed. As he's famously quoted in the Gemara, Kol de'avid rachmana latav avid, this too is for the best, is Rabbi Akiva's response, and it's his experience. In this particular story, most of us know the ending. The next morning, when the sun rises, Rabbi Akiva goes into town and finds that overnight, the town had been overrun by bandits. It was ransacked. People had lost their possessions, and people were killed. Hashem's chesed to Rabbi Akiva was clear. Without any animals to make noise or a candle to reveal where he was sleeping, Rabbi Akiva's life was saved. There is a continuum of growth when it comes to emunah bitachon. It takes work to become a true boteach b'Hashem, a lifetime of work. But the more we work on it, the more we will live a beautiful life, one that is permeated with calm, joy, and one that David tells us in this parak of Tehillim, that when we're acutely aware that no matter what is going on the surface level, we are surrounded by Hashem's chesed. V'aboteach b'Hashem, chesed yisovevenu. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.